Does God hear the prayers of unbelievers? Well, the Bible is clear that God knows everything, even every thought, in every language. Hebrews 4 verse 13 says that nothing in all creation is hidden from God's sight. Everything's uncovered and laid bare before the eyes of him to whom we must give account. And elsewhere we learn God doesn't just see everything, he hears everything, including the prayers of unbelievers. But he doesn't guarantee to answer every prayer with a yes. We know that in our own lives. God only guarantees to answer prayers that are in accordance with his name, in accordance with his purpose, his nature. That's what Jesus meant in saying, John 14, verse 14, "You may ask me for anything in my name, and I'll do it." In other words, when we pray in accordance with what he wants to do, then of course he's going to do it, according to his own timescale. But he loves to answer those prayers. So in the Lord's Prayer, Jesus teaches us to pray according to his agenda, not ours. We're taught to pray to our Father. That in itself assumes that we're in a loving relationship with him by the Holy Spirit through faith in Jesus alone. And then we're taught to pray, "Hallowed be your name." We're praying for God to be honoured by all. And that is certainly prayer in the name of Jesus. It's what he wants. It's his agenda. So he'll answer that prayer. And then we're taught to pray, "Your will be done on earth as it is in heaven." When we want God's will to be obeyed, that's a prayer in the name of Jesus. He'll answer that kind of prayer too. Now, the sad thing is unbelievers generally don't pray for these things. It's really only people who know the Father through the Son by the Spirit who want God to be honoured, who want God's will to be followed. But there is in fact one really good prayer that unbelievers can pray that will always be heard. And it's, "God have mercy on me, a sinner." That was the nub of the prayer of the thief on the cross. A man who admitted that he deserved the death penalty. One of the worst criminals of his generation. And yet by a simple petition to Jesus, "Jesus, remember me when you come into your kingdom." Jesus then guarantees, "Today you will be with me in paradise." So when an unbeliever is at the point of becoming a believer, oh yeah, God hears.